The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Alive, Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Halsbury Chambers, Popeyes, Printmasters, and Ron.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Brandon, your company. The Foundation, today's 16th, Monday, September 16th. I hope you guys are good out there. I hope that you've already gotten into the rhythm of what you need to do as it relates to being able to drop your children off to school. My God, for the first week or so, he's going inside the yard, coming out the car, taking the baby out their eye, fixing their baby hair, doing everything. Now, tell them, tuck and roll, get out, boom. You pull up to the corner, tuck and roll, get out, let's go. Right? I hope you got your routine down because the streets is wild. It is a tremendous amount of cars, so I hope you guys are doing your best to kind of get in and get out the best you can. I hope that you're having a good day. I hope you had a good weekend. I had a beautiful weekend. It was extremely exhausting. I cut some grass this weekend. On the top of that, my son, for some reason, Friday we went shopping. Gabriel, the little one, right? And he said, Daddy, can you get some ribs? Let's do some barbecue ribs. I said, all right, no problem. I'll get some ribs. He said, Daddy, can you get some chicken also? Do some chicken? I said, okay, no problem. We do some barbecue chicken. Daddy, can you get the grill? My brother had my grill. I said, okay, no problem. We'll get the grill. So he said, Daddy, can you get some hot dogs and hamburgers? Right? So I said, hold on. What you trying to set the situation up? What's going on here? He said, yeah, I'm going to invite my cousins over. Everywhere I went for the next 2 days, including church, he said, everywhere, we're going to have a barbecue. Do you want to come? Everywhere I went. No, you can't come. What are you talking about? This boy, I took two pieces of chicken he could eat. Right? So I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you had a good weekend. It was extremely exhausting for me, but I'm grateful. I had my brothers over, my sister-in-law and everybody come over, and they brought all their kids and whatnot. We had a good time, and I hope that you did the same thing. I think we can do an impromptu celebration and being able to be loved. I think that's important. I think it doesn't have to be this sort of setup where it's a particular time. I think it just could be like a random day. Sit down, have a good conversation, break some bread, and have a good conversation with the ones that you love. I think that's important, especially in the times that we're in the times that we are right now. And so I want to be able to say that, right? Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. I got a shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Blue Hill Road South, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take very good care of you if you're in the market for insurance. If you're looking for that to be able to do your thing, please, por favor, go and check them out. They take very, very, very good care of you. Or you can definitely ask for Mr. Richardson. He'll take very good care of you also. 9 to 5 on the weekdays, 9 to 2 on the weekends. Pick up the Guardian newspaper, all the information's in there that you need to know. That's what's been happening over the past few days that we weren't in sort of the news cycle to see exactly what's what. Prime Minister touts 3 years of work. 3 years of work. I think we're coming up on the three-year mark, which is going to be September 21st. Ladies and gentlemen, I am done with their letters. I am done with their letters. I had to kind of do it, make sure I tweaked it, fix it up. You can go and check it out, thefoundation242.com.
thefoundation242.com. Right now, the survey is up live and in full effect. You can look at the bottom of my page, thefoundation242.com, and you'll be able to see the schedule of events. Now, keep in mind, this is not for the purposes of being able to invite these men in the studio. That's not what it is. They are welcome to come and join me. I'd love that. But in the event that they don't show, the party still goes on. You understand what I'm saying? In the event that they decide to, you know, kind of pull back and Howard, I don't think we want to show, that's fine. The data, the information of your constituents, the constituency will speak for you. I just want to be very clear, okay? The data, the information that we accumulate, the information that we identify from your constituents, you go in there. It's very easy. Just at the top of the page, 242.com, you can tap on the things that says, take the poll. Make sure you say, thefoundation242.com, all one word, thefoundation242.com. When you look at the top of the page, you're going to see something that says, take the poll. You tap on that, bap. When you get into that, you'll be able to see all, you know, they're going to ask you questions about your age group, your age range, whether or not you voted in the last election, whether or not you're interested in voting in the next election. All this is data that I can be able to identify, whether it's Golden Isles, whether it's Yamacraw, whether it's Seabreeze, whatever it is, we can identify, no matter where it is, not just here in Nassau, throughout the length and breadth of the country, we can identify and scrutinize based upon this information. Now, we don't need everyone in your constituency to be able to give us a consensus. We need those persons who are provoked to be able to speak about you, right? Whether that's positive or negative, that ain't got nothing to do with us, right? However they decide to be able to lay this out, praise God. We're not going to fight them, okay? We're going to take the information and provide it to you. On your day, your schedule's on there. So every single day, I think the first two Thursdays, we go right through on a Thursday, right? And then the second two Thursdays, we take a break. And on the 30th of October is the day that we dedicate solely to the Prime Minister, right? So it'll be a two-hour show on the Prime Minister's constituency, his position, and having persons call into the show and talk about those things. So I want you guys to participate and look at that. It's going to be thefoundation242.com. Remember, it's called Discerning Leadership, a Constituency-First Approach. Discerning Leadership. You know, I think a lot of times we take on this kind of perspective and identify the fact that leadership starts from the head. We ain't going to fight that. However, if we look at it from a constituency-first approach, leadership starts with the leader that we've identified and afforded an opportunity to be able to ensure that they could manage and be able to create a vision for the constituency and how we can be able to make some things happen. For the most part, a lot of persons have not necessarily been in that space where they're leading and doing some things that they should do. So let's be decent and let's put this thing on the table, okay? Thefoundation242.com, as the days go by, you'll hear more and more about it and we can be able to put that information up. I think I got to go make a commercial for it, see if I can be able to run that on my show and have everybody move towards that. Thefoundation242.com. Take the poll, take the information. I don't need to know your business. I don't need to know who you are individually. Right? We're not capturing any other information from you. I don't need to know your email address, any of that. If you go through the foundation, the page, the 242.com, you can be able to find that. If you want to be able to do that separate and apart from the poll, hey, go ahead. I'm not going to fight you. I'd love that. And then we make you a part of the WhatsApp list so you can be able to get some stuff, right? But for the most part, this is solely for those persons who want to take the poll. You take the poll. That information is isolated into that space, and we can be able to dissect that and make a determination how we can do things going forward. So I'd love you to be a part of that. Check it out, thefoundation242.com. You find out more information on that. Guys, did you have an opportunity to be able to listen to my good friend, Garth? I hope that he was good. Guys, give me a call. Let me know exactly what. I'm going to give you the numbers in a minute. The Prime Minister, like I said, the Prime Minister touts 3 years of work. Davis says much left to do. As the Prime Minister Davis boasted yesterday on the work that the administration has done in 3 years in office, he says, rescuing a country in crisis. My God, this rescuing is a strong word. He says a country in crisis. He said that it's still more work to be done. Absolutely. He says, now believe us. Now believe us. We are acutely aware of how much work remains. Prime Minister, we're going to have to take a time to talk about this. This sort of a statement is a very strong statement. You are acutely aware of how much work remains. Your work is divided into two portions at this point. Internal in the PLP, work that has not been done. The disenfranchised, unsatisfied, disenchanted PLPs that have supported the party, and more specifically that have supported Brave Davis, and still find themselves in the position to say that Brave Davis hasn't done this, or the PLP hasn't done this, and they haven't taken care of me. The same old mouths have been fed, the same old fellas have been eaten, and I haven't gotten an opportunity yet. I broke my chain and separated myself from the PLP, and more specifically from Perry Christie and how things were done under that regime. And then I said that I can find an opportunity if I align myself with Brave Davis, and I've committed myself to Brave Davis, and I end up on the same side again. Screwed. This is what people calling me and telling me. These are the kind of conversations that I have. The disappointment that I have, that persons have, when they call me and say that the Prime Minister ain't taking care of PLPs. And I think that, you know, it's a very, I guess it's a low bar language, level of communication when they say the PLP ain't taking care of me. I don't think that it doesn't translate like that to me. What it means is that despite my commitment, despite my proximity, despite my, my efforts to be able to ensure that I go above and beyond, I have not been recognized and afforded an opportunity to be able to move out of this tear. I want to be able to move up. I want to be able to move out. And I have not. I've done everything I can to be recognized. And yet, I'm still rejected. I think that that's sort of the language. And so the Prime Minister is saying that they are acutely aware. That means that they are also understand the internal fight and the external fight. I saw this clip this morning about this young guy out in Exuma said that Chester Cooper was coming to his door and using explicits. Chester and all of y'all, you can't do nothing with these young children. Amen? Some of them effeminized in a position where they've been listening to woman talk for a long time. I just want to be decent. That was rather indecent, but it's the truth. I can't. Don't fight me. You've now manipulated the language of those that you've been in company with for a very long time. And you seek to find social media to be able to release this information. Have no assessment. You take no assessment. You repeat and regurgitate what you've heard. And then you reject. Now, this ain't because again against Chester. I just listen to this and I say, my God. I was well in my 20s making good money before I even understood the mechanism of governance and how these things affect me individually. No one taught me this in school. But I dare take on this kind of a position to say what people have or have not done. I don't even know what they just do. So to be able to repeat, it goes back to you, Member of Parliament. You got to be able to educate younger children. The younger generation, let's be decent, don't call them children, right? You got to educate the younger generation as to what it is you're doing. And for most of you politicians, I give you fail for not utilizing technology. You are looking to be able to modify the approach of how young people communicate and ingest information. You're looking. Now, not when it comes to your campaigning. When it comes to your campaign, you use all the mechanisms, social media, traditional media, every media avenue, every avenue you can to be able to reach your potential voters. But as an individual in your constituency, you are going blank. It's for every one of you. Almost everyone. I can't say that. I tell you, look at John Pinder, the second things from South and Central Abaco. And I thought that his stuff was laid out nice. Now, I'm not saying that other persons don't have it, but his own was it was accessible, and I was able to go through it. I want to be able to say this to you. You have failed tremendously as it relates to being able to utilize technology to meet these children right where they are. Nobody care looking in these people's paper. Not these younger children. Find a way to reach your people. Guys, take a break. I'm going to get to right back. The line's going to be open. I'd love you to be able to join me after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Honey, mama, what's your flavor?
Roasted garlic parmesan. Tastes so good, chicken. You know?
Ghost pepper,
wings.
Popeyes.
Now available at Popeyes in Nassau.
Popeyes. When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is. For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The foundation live and in full effect on this beautiful day. You know, it's a little wet over the weekend, but I hope that you guys are good. Like I said to you, my weekend was exhausting. Guys, join me in conversation. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere. Let me do it again. Because the people like to tell me. And after all this time, you still tell me, how would you say the number's too fast? Listen. Put the number in your phone, amen? Put the number in your phone. Amen? Ask Google. Google. Guardian Radio. Number. Or Guardian Radio. Contact. The thing will pop right up. Don't fight me. Amen? Let me say it slow for you anyhow. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300, 5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. It is an exciting time, and I just won't talk like this. I think leadership has not taken into account their responsibility from a national perspective. I just want to say that. Lines open if you want to be able to join me in conversation. Somebody texted me just now and says, good day, Howard. Don't care what no government do. You can't please everyone because everyone wants contracts. Everyone can't get contracts. So government will always have problems pleasing all for me babies. When the government wins, they are a government for all Bahamians, not only party supporters. I agree with you. But I don't think that that's what the issue is here. I don't think, in good consciousness, everyone expects a contract. I don't think so. I don't think in good consciousness, with a clear mind and sober thoughts about your position and your capability, I don't think everyone expects a contract because they assess themselves. They people, you know, I can't really do nothing. My God, they might as well give me something. Give me something. I could pick up some garbage. I could do something. I could do something. But everyone can dive into a contract. And I don't think that everyone's expecting that. And if they are, that's the politician's fault. You probably lie to them. Or you give them some sort of indication that you can take care of them. Lies. These men have to be able to grow some cojones and tell the truth. Now, you could do so with diplomacy, but you don't have to lie. Amen? You don't have to, yeah, man, I can take care of you. Because that lie will revisit you just before polling days. It will revisit you like the ghost of Christmas past. Remember Ebenezer Scrooge? It will revisit you. It will come to you. That same lie you tell people. Yeah, man, I can call you. I can get to you. We can take good care of you, man. You're straight. That will revisit you. What did Leslie Miller say? On the polling day, when you see mama, that man will hug you. They ain't coming to you. They turning away. They trying to avoid you. You know your day has come. You know that. By 11:30, these members of parliament know their time is done. And if they was decent, they would care the people car back. But, you know, indecency is rich out here. And you keep telling people what you can take here. But, yeah, man, I got you covered, you know. I got you covered. Lies and deceit. Let me see if I can read this next text, right? So it says, good day. Politicians still deal in popularity and promises, which is sufficient for the children of a microwave, of the microwave and their children. If they can put $2 in their pockets, they have a vote. After you accept the money, you have no choice but to accept the slop that it comes right after until the next election. You could take the people money and don't vote for them. How are they going to know? But is your integrity going to stop you from not voting for them? I mean, I don't understand. You don't take the money, integrity out the window. It's gone. You don't take the money, your integrity is lost. In the sea of forgetfulness, that is done. The only way that you could be revived at is to be able to go and ask for grace to be able to restore you in this space. Your integrity is done. So why would you take the people money and act like, oh, I have to vote for them now? Come on, stop it. Stop it. Behave yourself. Allow your convictions to lead that you chose. Let's do that. Guys, the lines are open if you want to be able to do that. The numbers I put out there, I got a call on the line. Call on the line with this live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard.
Good afternoon, my brother. What's happening?
Yeah, man, and you're speaking truth to power, but it really doesn't matter to those guys. They're millionaires. You think it matters where you keep them in or out? It doesn't matter, Howard.
All of them ain't millionaires.
But he...
Some of them are 100,000-aires. They're trying hard as not.
Keep sleeping.
You think all of them is millionaires?
You can wake up next week.
My God! I got $400. I can need a nomination, right?
It doesn't matter to them. Win, draw, or lose.
So they're straight.
They're straight, man. They're mad at them. I mean, it's a big bluff.
Well, why do you keep putting them in then? Why do we keep putting them in if they're straight?
Same horse, different riders. That's all it is.
My God.
Doesn't matter.
That's unfortunate. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Yep. Thank you so very kindly for that. I think all of them is millionaires now. You ain't put that on them. I see some of their car. I just want to be decent. I saw some of your vehicles before. And, you know, I can't make a determination of who you are and the caliber you are, you know, from your vehicle. But I can make a determination as to whether or not you have a sense of commitment. I think there's a couple ways that we do this. If you got a family, if you take care of your family, if you got this, that, we look at you. If you got business, if you're professional in society, we try to assess whether or not voting for you is the right choice. Yeah. Because we only have so many things to go off of. But like I said to you, this is going to be about the series, right? So I don't want you to think, oh, this is for the series, okay? The series is going to be a month long. Every day we're taking two politicians. If you can't stomach talking about politicians, then you're going to have to take a break. But we can deal with this. And we're going to deal with this. And we're going to dissect these men and women. Time, every one of them get 1 hour. And we're going to chop it up. Bop, 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 bop. We're going to chop it up. And as we identify that with transparency, honesty, a little scrutiny, but constructive criticism, we're going to be able to put a grade to them. I'm distributing the letters today. Members of Parliament have asked you, if I had your number, I don't have a lot of your numbers. I don't have a lot of your numbers, right? I have all the cabinet numbers. I got the speaker number. Most guys in the Family Islands, I don't have your number, except Clay and Chester. I don't have anybody else's number. Oh, I got Adrian's number also. And I got I don't have the Prime Minister's number. And I got everybody's number in Grand Bahama. So I would have emailed this to you guys, but I don't have your numbers. So now I got to come look for you to be able to get that. But if you can get the information to me, if your letter is done, is signed, and is ready to be able to come to you, if you can. I know that, you know, I don't want to make you seem like you diminished that you work for me, nothing like that. But if you can, I would appreciate if you send me your email, or one of your assistants or whoever's working with you can send me an email, okay? Please, if you can do that for me, I'd really appreciate that. My number is 827-0111. Just text me on that, WhatsApp me, and WhatsApp me your email. I can send all the information to you, everything, and I will still bring your hard copy to you when you have a chance, okay? So please do that. Next telephone caller, call on the line with us live, go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, Howard Grunge.
My brother, what's happening with you?
Right, you know, I had a hectic weekend for 2 hours. I couldn't even hold this up, but I promised someone. I mean, I was so exhausted, man.
What?
But, you know, Howard, I enjoy you, you know. I mean, for some reason, you're just off the chain, man. But I didn't get to hear Garth for the first time on the radio. So I got a joke for Garth. I was hoping he would have named the show The Wrath of Garth. but I don't want him to start doing that. But, you know, I'm going to I'll be tuning in to Garth. But,
The Wrath of Garth.
Yeah, listen, Howard, as it relates to politics, you know, I hate to comment on it, right? But on the caller who said everybody wants a contract, right? You listening, Howard?
I'm listening to you.
You listening?
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten anything to vote for anybody, all right? Never, ever. I've never gotten a contract from government. I don't want any. As a matter of fact, early last year, the clinic kept telling me to come look at some work. And I did an estimate, and it was like almost $8,000 worth of work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the lady keep calling me. And I was saying, you know, when I used to do work for Atlantis, they would help their material room, and they would just they'd charge them for the labor, et cetera. And, but the clinic, I tell her, I cannot afford, as a nano businessman, right, not even micro, right, go and invest and spend money for them to say, I can wait on the government to pay me. You know, my mother had some high clientele too, so, you know, some of them disappeared, some come back, but I satisfied with working and getting paid for the everyday person who pays me and working. That's what I feel. For me to wait on government and invest my money to fix their stuff, and then they say the government check income. I cannot take it because I didn't hear. I used to be a salesman, you know, and I used to go up in the Ministry of Ed. I had so much confidence as a salesman, Howard. I used to put on my little necktie and thing, even though it was a little wood boy, right? I walk up in the Ministry of Education building, and I walk in a room with 30 or 40 teachers and pitch all of them. That's how much confidence I had. I went in Bishop Gomez's office. I went everywhere. I had the audacity to do so. I went in the banks, and people would still fight you down, but here's where the problem lies. Not everybody wants a contract. How could it? See, that's the problem right there, you know. This is what we think. The poverty is designed in order for the masses to deify simple mere men, okay? That's what most people don't realize. The poorer you are, the more you look up to the rich, and this is the position. But me as a citizen, I don't know, but collectively, I would like to see educational reform, you know what I mean, freedom of information, financial disclosures, immigration, all of these things, right? And so I was appalled and I was surprised that I heard the word national security came out of the PM's mouth. When national security don't exist because these politicians are naive to the scenario that they have created over the years by unabated migration. Mm. And they are gaslighting people. And people, I live in the inner city, Howard. You see what I'm saying? Trust me. And this place is in marsh. These foreigners are allowed to get away with all kind of infringements on the law, okay? nobody does anything about it. Even I was reminded by Lang the other day. I was having a conversation with Lang, and Lang had said, you know, I knew about the financial disclosure like every year, but I didn't remember it every year, but Lang reminded me that it was every year. But for me, the most crucial would be pre-office, like when you first come in, right? And post-office, not just a lot of play with words, you know, post leaving office, mm-hmm. and then we would paint the picture. So when the guy, the last caller said, who's millionaires and who's thousandaires, we would know that, but Lang said it was illegal. It was against the law. So I told Lang that that law is under the floor. Just like every other law with migration. Why haven't the politicians passed a Shantytown Act? They're all about the quiet titles and generation empowerment. Why haven't they passed the Shantytown Act and copied Governor DeSantis to create Howard? We are being robbed out of our sovereignty and national. People say, oh, 52. Listen to me, man. Listen to me. People really don't know what's going on here, because the word national security shouldn't come out the PM mouth, and then he's talking about bohemians. What do you mean by bohemians?
Wow.
They see what's going on in the country, Howard. You see, we as a citizens, and even with Matt Albee, who's come on with our organization for responsible governance, right?
Yeah.
He himself is educating the people. So the person who was on Dwight's show saying, McGuardian is doing a terrific job of that, because every sheep on the plantation, including me, right, mm-hmm. should realize that being a good subservient sheep is not good. You have to have a part of your duty as a citizen is to show resistance against certain things by the government, not to just roll over to every mandate of the government like we saw during the pandemic. You said at the beginning of the show that some people are just repeating what they were told. The same thing with the pandemic. Everybody was singing from the same hymn sheet, Howard. Yeah. Knew nothing about the science, singing the same hymn sheet.
Yeah.
Now God put it in the way for the truth to be revealed, and then we let everybody off the hook. And in other countries, people are paying the price, and people are still talking about the repercussions of these things, even financial. I mean, I'm not even talking about physical and scientifically on a molecular level, but we have denied every possible thing and truth about theirs. We will suffer as a nation because of our past sins and history, and we are doing nothing about it but sitting down and talking. We'll talk and we'll walk, but we ain't going to do nothing. And so then people like me speak, listen to me, Howard, this place is marsh. There's rumors, you see, you listen to what's up. Certain people are back in office. Say, listen to me, Howard, this place, what's going on with this place, man?
I don't know.
No one marching, no one down there. Even the white man in Europe who ain't used to slavery, could do an insurrection or show some type of resistance against the tyranny the government is imposing on the people. Financial, social, whatever, man. This place marsh, man. Ain't nothing happening for us. These people talking. They only get gaslight imbeciles, you know. And I'm nothing, this is nothing personal with anybody. Everybody's throwing jails. Everybody's fighting on one another. Contract here, contract there, contract everywhere. But the amount of tourists coming in, wait. These things mean nothing to us. You know, as a small business man, right? I could survive, right? And I have to work. But if I get sick or something happened to me, I might
That's
have to
it.
Have a cookout.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Your business may go down, too. I appreciate you, man, 52.
But Howard, what I'm saying is, but people really believe that everybody wants a contract. I want some contracts. I would like to have my contracts back with Atlantis that the pandemic forced me to be disengaged from, because they changed different managers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the government can't help you with that. You got to call Atlantis.
I estimated my yearly income, not realizing that I wouldn't get these contracts back. But I have to survive. But I ain't getting begging no one. I could wait.
You have to call Atlantis for that. The government ain't got nothing to do with that.
No, they ain't got nothing to do with it, but they got something to do with it with their ridiculous scientific BS with the pandemic. All of that was garbage. None of that was scientific. None of that pan out. Nothing. They shut down people and shut down the hotel and tell people they couldn't go to space and go to place. Man, Howard. Ain't none of that. Listen to me. All of that was garbage, you know. Warren McCartney even read how the Wall Street Journal admit to lying about people on outdoor transmission dynamics. You could go and read it for yourself,
it's
man.
It's still there. Yeah, and you're finding more and more information. 52, I got to go to a break. Thank you so much for your telephone call. You're finding more and more information about that. And, you know, Dr. Fauci came out and spoke to some things. You have more and more scientists coming out and talking about those particular things. This is crazy. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers,
for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader and conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Tomorrow we're going to have Men's Mobile Ministry, or Men's Mobilization Mission, rather. Men's Mobilization Mission is going to be coming through tomorrow. We're going to have Minister Kevin Harris going to be able to sit down with us, including Dr. Stephen. I'm sorry if I get I'm not looking at it. And also Pastor Mario Moxie is just going to be coming on to talk about health, talk about those perspectives and being able to bring that. And then also on Thursday, we're going to have Konkole Konkola sit with us and have good conversations about those things, right? About World Cleanup Day, right? And then David Williams is also going to be coming in to talk about International Day of the Man Child. I think that's what he's going to be talking about. So we got the entire week booked out and having a conversation. So if you want to be able to be a part of what we're doing, I have two slots available on Thursday. Give me a call, 323-6232, or hit me up, 827-0111. Let me take this telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, how are you, Mr. Grant?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Not bad. You know, Mr. Grant, you know, the BM hasn't bought us income tax, right? Mm-hmm. You haven't bought us livable wage. You know, mm-hmm. Anton give some baloney the other day, but he said he need to bring down the cost of living.
Why are you around with Anton?
I'm telling him I'm speaking the truth.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, and you know, we definitely he definitely bought no tax, capital gains tax. Mm-hmm. You know, that question been asked Lyndon Pinellas from 1973, where he would bring capital gains tax or income tax. Mm-hmm. You know, so these guys they. I hate to say, but they, you know, they like coconuts. You know, that's, you know what that is today, right?
What's that?
You know, and you living like white people, but you're black.
That is crazy. Or you're brown. I never heard this analogy. How could you say that out loud? Who thought about that?
European talk.
You living like coconuts?
They're coconuts. They are coconuts.
Black on the outside, but white on the inside?
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Pardon?
That black on the inside and white right, on the black on the outside, white on the inside.
Yeah, that's the ending now. That's the word now. Coconut, not
that is. I never heard this.
I'm not going to let you go. Them in the Bahamas. They live. They black or brown, but live like white folks, like privileged folks.
But what do you we know? Take into account the amount of underprivileged white people, Caucasians? If we look at America.
Generally, they come on. White folks are privileged. We know that all over the world. We know that. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about that. You look at what's going on in what's your name of the place? Palestine. You can see the difference. The media is different and all. Come on, we know this. Europeans, they are superior. And we black people try to live like them.
Is there superiority based upon our inferiority that we placed upon ourselves
race.
By speaking language like that, like what you're using now?
It's race, based on their race and discrimination. You can't run away from that. You know, you can't run away from that. We know this.
That's crazy.
You know, why do you think that this tension with allowing the Ukrainians to bomb into Russia? Because Russians, they're white people, they ain't saying.
This is crazy.
They didn't want that many white folks die in this world. They're a bunch of brown folks.
You give me a lot today to be able to chew on, and I want to thank you so much for your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very much. You give me a lot today to chew on. I can say something. Yesterday, my brother and I had a conversation. Now, I had over the course of my time off, I had three dreams, right? One dream was with my grandmother, right? My grandmother, I can tell you just a piece of the dream. I'm not going to tell you the whole thing. One dream was with my grandmother. My grandmother, we was to an event, and I walk into the event. It was such a celebratory. All my family was dressed up and we was looking so nice and so forth and so on. I walk into the event. My grandmother, I stare up in the front of the room to find my grandmother laying in a coffin. Now, my grandmother is 95 years old, but she's still here with us, right? And I start freaking out. My heart drop. I couldn't believe it. I run to the front of the room. I sit to her feet. I say, Grammy. She was laying on her side. You know how you lay on your side? She's laying on her side. And she had this long black flowing dress cascading out of the casket, right? And I said, Grammy. She said, I'm okay. Now, I told you, they don't call me Howard at home. They call me Ramato, which is my middle name. My father's Howard at home. She said, I'm okay, Ramato. I'm good, baby, right? She said, Grammy, what the hell are you doing in this casket? Right? That's me and my Grammy, we talk like this. I said, what you doing in this casket? She said, I'm okay. And she started to talk. That's the first dream. I told you a little snippet of the second dream where the prime minister was in 8 Mile Rock. And I said, well, what Prime Minister Davis doing in 8 Mile Rock? There's something else. And I started to laugh, but I wanted to hear what he was talking about because there was crowd around him. But it was tiers of crowd, right? So it was the outer skirts, the outer courts, inner courts, like the Holy of Holies. So it was like a setup like that. And as I moved towards that, then the crowd opened up and the Prime Minister beckoned for me. I told you that dream. That was the second dream. The third dream I had was with Juan McCartney. Juan McCartney was at the Shalimar Hotel. I go in somewhere with this. I can tell you all this. He was at the Shalimar Old Hotel in Grand Bahama on Coral Harbor Road, right? East-West Mall Drive. Right after the Independence Roundabout in Grand Bahama, if you know Grand Bahama. The Shalimar Hotel is gone, but Juan McCartney was sitting there and distributing food and clothes and this and that and all these things like that. So I said, wow, Juan, this is excellent. I want to help. He said, all right, Howard, if you want to help, go back to Freeport. I said, well, what the hell are you talking about, Juan? Let me help you do this thing. And I keep trying to help him. And he keeps saying, no, there's a place for you to help. There's some things to do, right? And I say all this, and I tell him my brother this dream. Me and my brother talking, right? And my brother says to me, I think you're forgetting the people that you come from. So he said, what do you mean? And I knew exactly what he meant. But I play stupid for the purpose of the conversation. So I said, what do you mean? Right? He said, I think you're forgetting what happens when you introduce a concept or an idea that everyone wants to be able to take a piece from it and you never see the full realization of this particular thing. And then I realized something to myself, to the point that the gentleman make about this sort of an idea that we're brown on the black on the outside and white on the in. We have accepted this narrative that was sold to us. This idea of independence, this idea of democracy, this idea of separation, this idea of segregation that causes you to be a man. Because maybe of a lack of being able to have a sort of a coming of age moment. We don't have anything that actually identifies us as men or women in this particular part of the world. We just grow and go. And as a result of that, we've accepted democracy, we've accepted politics, we've accepted these things, and we look at the Chinese and say, wow, they grow so well. I see how they're still in the tribe. We look at the Jews and say, wow, they grow so well. I see how they're still in the tribe. We look at the Africans, wow, these, and you look from a historic standpoint, everyone who ever was strong, they came from tribes. But what we seek to do in our society is dissect, divide, and destroy our tribes. How can we ever get anywhere? How? How do you believe you can get somewhere individually? You're not an island, not even a peninsula. We are a part of something greater. And unless and until we understand that, we could never get to the goal that we were called to. Let's be decent. Quick break, get to news, be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The
Foundation. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Here live in full effect, guys. If you want to be able to be a part of what we're doing, I'd love you to do so. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up, 422-4796. I want to remind you, over the course of the next, I don't know, month and a half, I'm going to be able to say this to you almost every day. Check out my website, thefoundation242.com, for the purposes of taking this poll. If you want to contribute, if you have a sort of certain position, I haven't created a space in there for you to be able to say anything as it relates to your opinions on the member of parliament. I haven't done that. Let me know if you think I should do that. But I haven't done that. And I'd like you to be able to take the poll to let me know whether your member of parliament has been performing significantly in that constituency. If yes, the answer is simply yes or no. If no, you know, it's straightforward. You understand? So just fill out the information. I don't, it's nothing ambiguous. It's nothing, I just want it to be very clear, clear cut. You're either on one side or the other, of productivity or non-productivity. So just check that out, thefoundation242.com. You can just go down there and click on the thing. It says, take the poll, bop, take the poll. And you can find out more information about it, okay? The lines are open, guys. If you want to be able to be a part of it, please do so. Let me take this quick telephone call. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Had a dream. I don't know if the third anniversary people would like to hear that dream again, you know? Your grandmother. It's almost like their demise.
I can't tell you.
You can tell me,
the dream is too strong. The dream is too, I never had a dream like this.
It was a strong dream.
Okay, let me say this to you. I was on a fast for the entire time. Okay, I was on a fast for about a month and a half. I hadn't eaten anything. I was just soup and, you know, just water, doing my thing, right? And I was praying every night and just trying to be able to ask for direction, what's the next step, so forth and so on. And when I didn't accept, when I didn't understand, this thing came. For the first time in a very long time, I had to wake up at 2:16 in the morning, and I wrote this entire dream down in a book that I keep, right? Yeah. Because it was too strong. Now, if I go deep into this dream, you can say, oh, Jesus, Howard, then you think I killed somebody, but I can't tell you everything, so I got to keep it. I got to keep it. Yeah. And if I go deeper into what happened with what I saw with the prime minister, Then you say, oh, no, Howard, you can't say that. I can't say this over national radio because you think I'm trying to say them things, but people. But this is a dream that I didn't construct. This is just something that I saw, and I had to be able to write this down. So for me, this is only saying that a transition is coming in the country.
Well, the thing about it, with that dream, it do come with some pallbearers.
Oh, Jesus.
And the pallbearers for the Progressive Liberal Party will be, I'm going to list four of them for you.
Oh, God. Okay, go ahead.
The cost of living for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, pallbearer number one.
Okay.
Pallbearer number two is transparency in government affairs. They're failing those areas. They're not a transparent government. Pallbearer number three, the result from extremely consecutive travel of the Prime Minister. He haven't accounted to the Bahamian people as yet. And then electricity in the Bahamas, the cost to do business and for the average person to live in their home today with electricity, it is just too high. The taxes in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, it just went up tremendously. There's nothing in this country that you could say that the Bahamian people are happy about. The cost of living in this country is just extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you could go on and on and on.
But how much
pallbearers
are you going to have? This a big casket.
For the Progressive Liberal Party in the upcoming election.
I like it. You say cost of living, transparency in government, result of travel of the Prime Minister, electricity, the cost of business and home, and the taxes. Okay, I like this. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother.
It's a pleasure, man. Continue to do well and be encouraged. God bless you, Howard.
God bless you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. Let me take the next call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller on the line with us live. Hello? You listen to me. Call me back, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720. It cannot only be me having these kind of dreams. It cannot. I am not as naive and fool to believe that it's only me one relegated to these things. I can't construct no dreams and blow it in my ears when I sleep in. I don't know how to do it. They're saying nothing I watch on television. I ain't watched Netflix in a month and a half. You hear me? Listen to me. I wasn't ingesting anything. I was reading. I was studying. I was praying. And I was moving in the direction that Father called me to move. And I could tell you about this because I didn't finish with that. But during that time, this is what came to me. And every one of those things spoke to a transition. Every dream I had spoke to a transition. And the inevitability of a transition is something that we all have to be able to identify. Now, the reason I keep telling you about being able to be sober, you can't see these things if you are wet up. One of these days, I can tell you how I have always been able to see anomalies. I won't say it like that. From when I was a child. One of these days I'm going to tell you about some of the experiences if you're down for that. Some people are scared about it. My father don't like to tell me, I don't hear that. He don't want to talk about it. Some people don't like it, but I've always been in this kind of a space from when I was a child. My grandmother, my Turks Island grandmother, good, decent woman, She said I was used to cry so much when I was young, she used to put a black ribbon on me. I don't know what the hell the ribbon is for. I don't know. I only tell you what the people say to me. When I was a baby, fresh out the womb, she wrapped my hand in the thing. I've always had spiritual encounters. So when you start to call me and talk to me about, well, how do you know Jesus lives? And you don't know that, listen to me. You ain't never had the encounters I had. Don't fight me. Ask me. Listen to me. Now, not that I've separated myself from that, but the busyness of life causes you to take on a different regimen. Different roles, different capacities, and I thought I kind of grew out of these things. Well, obviously, I haven't. And when I saw these things, I was, oh my God, this is crazy. That's why I continue to be able to pray for the country, and I ask you to be sober. Just for a moment. When it comes to making your decision, this is not a party time that we're in this country. Don't allow yourself to be inebriated by alcohol, by sex, by pleasure, by desires, by lust. Don't allow yourself to be taken away by those things. This is decision-making time in this country. And I'm not just talking about politically. I'm talking about eternally. You got to understand that. I don't know where you are on your spiritual journey. I don't know if you rejected Jesus Christ entirely. I don't know if you've taken up your mantle and placed it in somebody else's God. I don't know whether or not you created gods with your hand. I don't know where you are. But I am saying to you, the God that kept you, the God that kept your grandmother, the prayers that were spoken over you in your life, it's time to sober up and make a decision for the next dispensation of Bahamians in this country. We got to. That's why I'm taking my time in doing this. Talking about integrity, talking about sobriety, talking about discerning leadership. We got to keep chopping this down. You don't think so? You just out here casually meandering to death? That's what you want to do. I'm not going to fight you. Lines are wide open. Be a part of the conversation. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300, 5720, hit me at 422-4796. Motto, my MP Joe Beth Colby. I can't tell you all black people nothing. You come out here calling me Motto. You need to start. Only 8 black people know I need Motto. Let me take a cell phone call. Call on the line, go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line with us live. Caller, you're still here listening to me. I can put you on hold. Go ahead. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead.
Yeah, brother, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Man, I really need to speak with you offline. Very important.
827-0111. You can call me right after the show.
827-0111.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, my brother, that's no problem. Let's try this one more time. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead. Yeah. Turn the radio down. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Boy, Hammond, let me tell you, have you ever listened to your show at night, Marlon, today, Bob?
No, I never listened to it, no.
Well, you should listen to it, yeah. I meant you, 52, I meant the 2 news break, I meant the whole thing.
Sparky, I didn't see your call. I see a text. I text you, and I say call back, and I didn't see the call come true.
Yeah, because I was listening to you tell the story the second time.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway.
Talk to me.
You know, it takes me a little while. And, you know, when you say talk, I forget what I'm going to talk about is waiting for so long. But leave that alone. You know, Howard, I believe the Bahamians, the word Bahamian is disappearing. You know where I'm coming from?
I'm trying to hear you now. What you mean disappearing?
I believe the word Bahamian is going to soon be a foreign word. And we will be foreign. I'm trying to build roots to head to foreign, like brothers and sisters from the south, building boats to head here. I got in a conversation yesterday on Sunday, with all due respect now, about illegal immigration, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a show Guardian has on now with the people from the south and so forth. And I got in a conversation with them yesterday in regards to numbers. There's 400,000 people supposed to be registered as being Bahamians in the Bahamas. an island split up by waters and waters being a one landmass, like the Republic of Haiti is. There's 11 million people in Haiti doing bad when the gangs are beating the government and foreign forces from all over the world got to come in there to help the government of Haiti to protect themselves against the many gangs, including Barbecue and all of them. On the north side of Haiti, there's hundreds of them trying to get to the Bahamas. And then they come to the Bahamas, they settle down in something we call 37 shanty towns in one of the smallest islands in the Bahamas, but the capital. It is, New Providence is the capital. So everybody, including the Haitians from the outer islands, want to come to the capital because this is where everything is happening. Jobs, school, hospitals, airports, everything is happening in New Providence. And I got in discussion with the lady yesterday. I said, if 1 million people out of 11 million people come to the Bahamas, there will be no more Bahamians. They will take over all the southern area of the Bahamas where the shanty towns are. You notice the shanty towns, you never see them on the north side. On the north side, from Montague, from Lightfoot Key, straight up to Yamacraw, on the north side of the so-called ridge of the Bahamas, which you call over there or under there, all the elites, the whites, the filthy rich and so forth, they occupy the north side of New Providence. The south side belong to what we call the poor, the working poor, the leftovers from the middle class are in the middle. The bottom side belongs to the illegals, who we can't seem to do nothing about. And they're coming in and taking land, squatting on land, living on land, farming on land. And we in the middle can't afford to buy property to build homes for ourselves or leave homes for our children. So eventually, our children who do get off to college or school, they don't want to come back home. And the older generation called the Haitian dialogue, and Haitians are going to take over the Bahamas. They're already telling us it's more of them here than us because none of our governments are doing anything about illegal immigration. And they're going by the masses because when we have one child, they have five. You go to the school, I have a friend of mine is a Bahamian school teacher. She tells me that in her classroom alone, 65% of them are children from Haitian descent. 65, I said the word is 65% in her class. So they get free schooling, they get free clinical and health care, they get free medication at the Prince Edward Hospital, and the Bahamians can't afford to live inside their own town. This, to me, is disgusting, and everybody knows the truth. They listening, but nobody doing nothing about it. You go up and down E Street, Market Street, Woodford, all kind of shops with women attire outside on the sidewalk. People, when you go inside the shop, you find out the shops are being run by Haitians. Like I said, I have no disrespect for nationality, but I have a disrespect for illegality. Hello?
I read here, Sparky.
I got massive, Howard, by spitting from the mouth now. When it comes to people coming in my country illegally, I won't call one word that I can't say on the radio. But when I go to travel to the United States or anywhere, the immigration officer says, don't you cross that yellow line until I check your passport or your police record. And Bahamians don't cross that yellow line. Then the man says, okay, go cross the yellow line. When you sit in the waiting room to go to the airport, you are actually on American soil. You just got to walk there to the airplane. Now, we do have some Bahamians and Bimini and stuff, too, trying to do some illegal movement between there and Florida because so close. But it got to come to a stop, Howard. It got to come. Hey, some of the things going on in this country got to stop now. It's not talking about it. It's not after the next election. It's not during the campaign or what's coming up for 2026. It has to stop now. Too much corruption in this country. The churches are corrupt. Politicians are corrupt. Both sides of the parties. and the new party coming up, or whatever they are, and the social factor they corrupt. And then you got criminals in there, got more guns in here than the police got. Where they actually have a shootout with police in the middle of hometowns like Nassau Religion. It'll be, I gotta go.
Thank you, Sparky. I appreciate you. I don't think Sparky is wrong. I can't go. I gotta be honest with you. Sparky says that traditional old time Bahamians, as they die out, that we'll eventually see a shifting in our society and our economy. Turks and Caicos has already seen this. Turks and Caicos has seen a significant influx from those persons from the south being able to come in with a ramping up of violence that's happening in the city. When you hit down Turks and Caicos, I was in Turks and Caicos in 2006. That's the last time I was in Turks and Caicos. And when I got there, I was introduced at every step, whether that is from the flight attendant, the fellow on the tarmac, to the front office agent, to the taxi driver, to all, every step of the way. You had to go deep within certain communities to identify the locals. But for the most part, there was a significant influx of persons who, and the reason I can say this to you is because it was familiar. I knew that. I know this accent. I know this tongue. I know this language. I know this look. Not in a bad way. I know it. And because I knew it, I knew what was happening here. And from then, this is before the Belongers status. This is before this sort of an idea that they made it formal and made this sort of a clarion call to all those in the Caribbean and more specifically in the Bahamas who's left the Turks and Caicos Island to come back home. I was there. And they said, my uncle, he took me around. My father's uncle, my father's father, brother, my uncle. He took me around. He said, this is where everybody was born. Took me to the shacks. Took me to the property. He said, this is your property. If you want a piece of property, we have a property here for you. We want you to be able to come down. I'm telling you. Now, I told you that I'm mad sensitive from a spiritual standpoint. And from the point that I said to my wife, brand new marriage, you know, we were celebrating honeymoon. In fact, we conceived our first son in Turks and Caicos. That was a little bit too much, but, you know, ingest it. Just take your time. Relax. We was in Turks and Caicos, okay? And as I said to my wife, let's move to Turks and Caicos. And she started to think about it. I said, we got everything here. They got good money here. We're making some stuff. They was opening two hotels then. The Sands and one other hotel. I can't remember the other one. And I already interviewed for them. You all hear me. I already interviewed for them. I come into Turks and Caicos to get a job. These people was making, where I was making $400 or $500 a week, they was making $900 a week in 2006. I said, oh, Jesus, I got to come for a job. No, this was in 2006. I lied to you. This is 2003, 2004, 2003, something like that, right? And just as I said that, I went to Provo because I was staying on Leeward Highway. So I went down to Blue Hill to hail my auntie them, Auntie Sylvia, I hope you're doing well. I went down to Auntie Sylvia to say, I gone, I can see you in 2 weeks. I came back, sun was in the road as I was going back to Leeward. I was staying in Leeward. I stopped on the road because these guys was in the road just drinking. I honest to God, they was in the middle of the road in their car drinking rum. And they was driving, right? As they pulled off, I was driving. And I pressed brakes, but the car slid. And I was 3 inches from hitting their vehicle. I did not hit their vehicle. And I said, okay, I didn't hit the vehicle. I expect them to pull off. 5 young black men jump out and start loading up this little small SD that I had with Hennessy and cups of alcohol and this and that. And I said, oh, my God, these guys are crazy. I reversed and I drove around them. These guys chased me down Leeward Highway, my heart stomping through my body. Oh, God. I said, Jesus, I come to TI to die at the hand of five Haitian boys? Jesus, this is crazy. I fly and fly and fly and hide behind my uncle's house in TI. This is a true story. And when I pulled behind there, the light cut on. Boom. I say, oh, God, they can come in the yard. I had on a white shirt. Pull off my white shirt. Jump in the prickly bush. Lay down and look at the sky. Say, Jesus, you can let me die in TI? No way. I never gone back to TI yet. My point. There's a transition happening. Y'all better stop playing. I never been back to TI since then. I say, you ain't got to tell Howard twice. I could hear it loud and clear. This is not for you. And I went back to Grand Bahama. I just need y'all to understand something. There's a transition happening. And it's aggressive. Y'all want to have a quiet revolution about what needs to happen? This is aggressive. And you're losing your country. I accept what Sparky is saying. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Bahamas, are you ready?
Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group, along with Alpha Sounds, presents
the best of the best, Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year.
Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby,
Mama D,
Fan Sean,
Shine, 242,
The Falcons,
and more.
Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd
at Super Club Breezes Ground.
Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com
or both Beauty
Shack location.
General admission $60.
VIP Skybox and Skypods also available.
For more info, call 394-0819
or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com.
Experience the magic once again
with more legends for one night only.
Come party with us November 2nd at Best of the Best.
Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded. Rescue me.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chickchawney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chickchawney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickchawneychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 lines are open. 323-623-2325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. We left off in the same stead and capacity on Friday. We left off in the same tenor. Bahamian people are lazy. What you can do, you are content. Bahamian people are content. They're content. And I think that for the most part, a lot of persons, not everyone, but for a great deal of people in this country, they have come to a realization that after death, man knows nothing. That ain't my problem no more. And I think we are working our way to death, and then somebody else got to deal with that. But when I go on, that ain't got nothing to do with me. But that is dumb. The Word of God says to us that a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And if you're deliberately creating a space where there's no inheritance for the next generation, then you're useless. I'm telling you, man, you're absolutely useless. We've been done nothing with our time if we didn't understand the importance of being able to create a space for the next generation to thrive. You lost your inheritance. You lost your position, and there is nothing that we can be able to say that can redeem us other than clarity and being able to get our birthright back. You wasting Esau. For a bowl of soup, you wasting Esau. Everything worked against Esau, including his mother, to ensure that Jacob was able to access those things. And his father was none the wiser. We will lose everything. And this ain't about Haitians. This is about Bahamians understanding their responsibility. Because this doesn't happen on every island. This is not happening in Spanish Wells. This is not happening in Long Island. This is not, is though we like to identify this kind of an ample congregation in North Abaco, it's concentrate. Can I say this? It is by design. You come here, you stay right here to the mud, you stay here to the pigeon peas, you come work for us, you go back here. That's by design. That's not happening here in Nassau. And I, you know, what confuses me is that how we could have all these shanty towns on this little piece of island, nobody, and I don't understand leadership. My God, and yours, we keep voting for these people to do nothing. And I think about this, you're all so lousy. Oh my God, you cannot fix one thing. Just put everything down and let's fix this one thing and prove to me that you're capable of doing that. Not one thing you could fix. My God, you got to do better than this. How is it that the ratio of children in our classes, and you know, it's not always to blame externally. There's some blame to be taken internally. The family dynamics have gone. The tribal concept and idea of being able to keep our brothers and sisters close, they've gone. The values that we've had as a society, they've gone. There's sort of an idea of even asking a young lady if she wants children. She wants sex. Well, let's shoot straight. She wants sex, but she don't want no children. Children? What I can do with them and the children? Eat them? She don't want children. She don't want to be able to preserve these particular things. Young men don't understand the importance of these things. They've identified the lowest grade, the lowest caliber of people in our society and emulated themselves after them. The lowest caliber of people. They've identified them and said, I want to be like this idiot. And they craft and they fashion themselves after these idiots. The lowest of caliber of men in our society. Men feel like, a great deal of young men, they feel like it is okay to get a young woman pregnant and leave her alone. I just don't understand this. I guess, you know, the fellas say, I'm naive, I never, oh, Howard, you don't know nothing about how Bahamian society go. We go where stupidity resides, obviously. It's quite obvious. And it hurts me, man, that the next generation inherits nothing. Because of us. Because we didn't install virtue in them and make them to understand their responsibilities. Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. How you been?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Well, you know, we have parents who just wait for their children to become adults, and then they can take care of them financially. That's why they have so many of them. And you I know you're familiar with what happened in South Florida. I mean, particularly in Miami. I refuse to go. I used to go. I go further up north.
We stopped going to Miami for years.
Say again?
We stopped going to Miami years and years ago. We go to Fort Lauderdale. We go to West Palm.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak to anybody there. You know.
That's crazy.
That's just how it is, Howard. But it's one of those things that I believe, I wouldn't say it's inevitable, but, you know, if we were able to find out who is donating to these political parties to allow this to happen, that's why I believe Mr. Mitchell is so strongly against exposing where the money is coming from, because you may be surprised to know they may be being paid to allow it to happen.
That's crazy.
No, think about it, Howard. Why would you be objecting?
I can't. I wouldn't want to believe something like that.
Man, Howard, come on.
These
man.
Fellas, listen, they are prepared to step into leadership of the country. And if they align themselves and malign their organization by being able to affiliate with these level of people, then we should never bother with y'all in the first place.
But the wealthy ones, they are very wealthy ones who could say, look, here's the deal. I finance your campaign, you turn your eye the other way. Because you remember we were giving about citizenships in the church. So there is a groundwork swelling. I mean, it's probably overwhelming now. I don't know what we can do about it because we keep electing these same people over and over again, and the cycle continues. So obviously, Bahamians are going to, like Sparky said, because, you know, I move about and I see it. And I see how certain police officers would treat you as a Bahamian if he's a police officer with that particular background. You will go to, I remember going to police station, and every officer at that time was of Haitian descent.
That's crazy.
No, I'm telling you. And there was very little I could do because I was trying to make a case against somebody who was of Haitian descent. So they just took my information and nothing comes about it. So we are at the stage now where if you don't have the money to pivot and get out of here like how those who were in South Florida just went all the way up north. And now, as you clearly see, New York is having a big issue right now with some other set of people who, you know, you left 80,000. Huh?
I know.
Yeah, I'm sure you know. But I want to know, even if they are not being paid to do it, wouldn't this be based on numbers inevitable?
You think it's the inevitability of this transition, that it's going to happen?
The numbers. I'm seeing, you know, numbers. The numbers, Howard, and they're so close. And this is one of the reasons why I would like to see Donald Trump win, even though he's a criminal. But the sad thing about it, he can send them all here.
You say even though he's a criminal?
Yeah, he can send them all. Well, he's been convicted. I mean, that's what courts do. They convict you,
Jesus,
right? And then when
God.
You're convicted, you're a criminal. But now he's planning on, if he does get in, he's planning on doing
he mass, need to. He need to stay alive. The win.
Yeah, shucks.
These fellas trying to take him out.
Yeah, he can't even play golf no more.
Yeah.
And I don't care how much they beef up the security. If somebody wants to get him.
That could be two all beef patties, special sauce, that is cheese.
Listen up.
And they still trying to come for him.
Yeah. And he sees it. Because of what he's trying to do, too, you know. You must understand, the man has an agenda that's far, far out of something that I could imagine. But, of course, he wants to stay out of jail. So I could appreciate where he's coming from, but I don't know why he digged the hole so deep that now he can't crawl out unless he just do more.
I wouldn't dare say what I believe will happen before December.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dare say. But when it happened, which I believe, this is the inevitability, just like the words, the numbers that you talk about, this is the inevitability of what's happening. America has become demoralized. Their values have gone out the window. And I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. America has rejected the idea of the God that they've committed themselves to foundationally. This concept and idea of in God we trust. America has rejected that. And they've it replaced it with the idea of self-worth, self-value, self-actualization, self. Everything is from this sort of an idea of being able to do it unto yourself. That is a lie. That is a lie. The most successful men and women in America can be able to identify you that they've made their money from crowdfunding. They've made their money from family. They've made their money from the dependency that you have on their product. They've made their money when they started off in their garage. They've made their money in these particular states. But America lied to us. They lied to us. Because you didn't understand the intimacy of what's happening behind the scenes, you assume that this is the approach that we should take. And so you separated yourself. You build your walls around your cathedral. You build your walls around these particular spaces. You got more cameras. You did everything to ensure that you can be able to self-govern yourself. And you had no reliance on the community. You separated yourself from even conversation. So when somebody break in your house, yuck your TV and your stove out, and everyone, you live 15 inches away from the next house, people tell you, well, I ain't see nothing. Because they don't know who you is. You never bothered to talk to them. We've lost community. We got to be decent. Quick break. Be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
About divorce, personal injury, wills, company formation, conveyances, and mortgages? Then sign up for Hallsbury Chambers' 20th Annual Free Legal Clinic, Saturday, September 28th, 2024, Village Road North. Call 393-4551 to reserve your spot today. Space is limited. Lawyers available from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. consultations only. This is a community service event sponsored by Hallsbury Chambers.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get right to the lines. The Foundation, guys, the lines are wide open. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Howard Grant, Seattle Johnson.
What's up, Seattle?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got about 2 or 3 points, and I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
First of all, the immigration problem is very, very minor. In fact, the very things that we need to fix the immigration problem is what we need to grow the economy of scale. And that is digitization of the whole process, including a national ID system.
You would think they would do that during Dorian.
Well, you could do it now, Howard, because here's the thing about the digitization process. When you look at the 21st century, Bahamas, we need to build. We don't have the skill set. We need we need an economy of scale. But one of the most important things for a economy of scale, you can't bring 300,000 people into Grand Bahama and do not accept them to have sex. But of course, it's going to be natural children. And then in 20 years, 30 years, it begins to outnumber. But you have countries around the world, like Singapore, amongst other places we like to mention often, has that protection scheme in there that we can actually utilize to actually control the growth that we want to see happen. But when you talk about knowing who's in your country, it's very important. Digitization, beginning with a national ID. But most important of this, Howard, you see cameras around the street. There's cameras all around the street here in Freeport right now. It's the collection of data. without anonymization on protection of that particular data. And it takes a little to go explain into it on how just adding a data economy could add $2 billion or more to our GDP every year, which brings me to the challenge I have for you. You know, I know what happens is that if you move towards the political season, I think a good pivot for your show is to actually have representatives of the party on immigration, on, you know, medical or health, education, crime, climate change, ownership, what do you call the ownership economy, whatever, to state the house. Not just, you know, because we have so-called candidates who can eloquently, through linguistic contortionism, state the problem over and about. But the most important thing we now is we need some level of competency on those individuals who could have a debate on the house on how we could begin to achieve these things. And so you could listen to you, listen to me, whatever, and I can see it of you and I can see it of whatever. And then we could have a debate as who possessed the competency collectively and individually to be able to execute the direction that we want to go. And Howard, if necessary, if I have to join a political party, you know, for your show, let me know. I'll put on a shirt and come on and represent that political that political party.
I like this. So you said I write it down. So you said I got representatives from each one of the political organizations to be able to state the how, right? To talk about immigration, to talk about social services, health, energy, and all these particular things. I don't think, okay, so how I do my shows, I don't know whether or not there's going to be value coming out of this if there's no technocrats being able to speak to this.
Well,
this is for me.
But see, if you can't explain it simply enough, then you don't understand it well enough.
And but so that is the makeup and the mechanism that governs this country. There are persons that, at the drop of a dime, recognizing that you serve at the pleasure of the prime minister, your responsibility is to be able to sit there, to ingest the information and articulate what we say to you, as opposed to being able to have a vision to see this sector or subsector move forward.
But this is what I'm saying, Howard. Just an example. No ego here. You could go to my page for the last 20 years, and you could probably see 75% of what I said in the manifestos over the years. Those are good copy and paste concepts. Green economy, blue economy, digitize this, whatever. That's the problem. We have not had people coming forth to tell us the how. So if you begin to deposit the hows, and individuals will get, who's listening and otherwise, will get beyond the saying, we ain't built a hospital in 50 years. We haven't fixed the roads. We can't maintain the water. Those are eloquent restatement of the problems. See, for you to provide solutions, you must first understand what the problem is. It says, you said you cannot manage what you cannot measure, but you cannot measure what you are incapable of comprehending or articulating or understanding. And so what it does, it changes the conversation as who can best eloquently state the problem to those who can actually have the solution. And you will have people out there, like I could listen to a show and...
This is heavy what you're saying, because I feel like we are... The wheels are just turning. I got to let you go because I have the lines are lit right up. So please forgive me about that. But I have to say this to you. Despite your eloquence and your ability to articulate a particular vision, right? And so with all these flowers, you speak about all these things. I use Hubert Ingram's, former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram's approach to how he says this. So all these flowers you use, right? You use these flowers and these articulations and these frequencies and these rhythms in your words and people don't understand it, but it sounds good. Sound good, boy, Michael, you sound good, right? And then someone comes with simplicity and say the exact same thing. None of these people know how to execute this truly. None. One just speaks in simpler terms. And so making a determination as to whether or not I go with one who I could accept that he's saying these things that can break it down and make me to understand this in comparison to this one who's speaking with fluidity, none of them can be able to execute this and get to the goal. None. None. They're not technocrats. They have no expertise in these areas. They don't understand. And they don't even have respect in these particular subdivisions. Because as soon as you come, the permanent secretary will say, hold on, Bala. That don't go so, eh? That don't go like that. Let me take a telephone call. Last caller before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead.
Mr. Grant, how are you?
I good, man. What's happening?
Awesome, awesome. I'm to the Bahamas. So, Mr. Grant, let me ask you, how much do this problem does Guardian pay?
How much?
I mean, because I heard a show, a Creole show on Guardian yesterday, whereas they are teaching patients that the Bahamas is the place to be. said, because in Miami or in Florida, in the United States, of all the issues and the problems, but the Bahamas is the place to be, and they teach them.
Did you call the show an ox? Did you call the show an ox, the lady?
Did I call the show an ox, the lady?
Yeah, I call the show an ox, the lady, because I can't, I don't know what she's, I didn't have a chance to listen to her show.
No, but I'm asking you, you know, how I mean, the fact that we have Creole shows, and I think Guardian Station is the only station that actually plays these Creole shows and stuff. I mean, so I'm saying, how much do they contribute to it?
Well, the makeup is the same. I appreciate the telephone call. You ain't got me in problems. Call the White, ask the White for the thing. The makeup is the same. You have shows. You have an opportunity for these shows. You have sponsorship. Sponsorship comes on, supports your show. You can be able to do that. Present yourself accordingly to management. Management identify these things, scrutinize your shows, and give you a slot if you have it available. If they don't have it available, then they don't. It's this. Your show is managed by both IRCA and the government. I'm sorry, IRCA and management here at Guardian. So I didn't have a chance to listen to what you said. I don't know what you're talking about. I just want to be decent. And I cannot believe that there are persons here being able to send a clarion call to 11 million people to come to the Bahamas, because this is where it's at. This is a lot for me to ingest. Based upon what you're saying, I'm not going to fight you. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts before we get out of here. Says, Howard, don't take care what no government do. You can't please everyone. Okay, so we read that one already. He says, as we wait on the FNM radio chairman, C. Allen Johnson, then the PLP chairman, Anton, and then the COI radio chairman, Kareem Hanchel, the slap up. This is a text that's coming, through. It says, Howard, the voting PLP was the worst thing I have done in a decade. My Lord, my MP Ginger Moxie will be the first casualty to fall in the next general election. This is the worst I have ever seen the state of Grand Bahama. Just to let you know, the PLP got to go. This is Texas coming through, right? So it says, hey, Howard, what does it mean to be instant in prayer? I don't know. I never heard instant in prayer, right? It says, people, it's time to get rid of the PLP, the FNM, or we will have a country, or we will not have a country soon. Get rid of the PLP and the FNM. I keep telling you, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. This isn't going to happen. All right? Your grandmother got one old PLP shirt from 1970-something. She still is keeping the house. It dingy now. It got all kind of closet stains on that, but you can't touch it good. That'll dry rot. But every time it's time, she stretched that out and put 4 thumbtacks on that and juke it in your panel wall. When the politicians come in, you all can't get rid of the PLP and the FNM. You can't. You got to get rid of your grandmother. You got to get rid of your grandfather. And you got to get rid of their children before you decide to get rid of their... You can't. Stop it. Let's be decent. Your caller is hitting all the nades on the head that needs to be hit. But hey, what can we do when Brave said that himself, that they are his people? Oh, Jesus, God Almighty, I can't read the rest of this. Says, Ezra's soul is birthright for soup. I'm sorry, Esau sold his birthright for soup. Bahamians will sell their birthright for rum and salty chicken and a t-shirt. You all need to stop. Good day, Howard. I understand now why you left ZNS and refused to go back, because you won't have been able to talk like this. I think that's a simple thing. That's good for... Oh, God, I can't read that. You all need to stop it and allow decency to wash over you. Amen? Guys, it's been a great show. I thank you so much for the opportunity. I keep letting in little parts and pieces of my life to have good conversations with you, to let you know that I understand where we are and I'm fighting for a better Bahamaland. I want you to continue to be able to fight with consciousness, with sobriety, with understanding, and this determination to move forward, upward, onward, and together. This is The Foundation. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on 96.9 FM. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow. God spare.